This is Susanna McMonagle, and you're listening to Season 3 of the 5 to 8 Shift podcast for parents. The 5 to 8 Shift podcast and community exists to educate, inspire, and encourage parents throughout their parenthood adventure. Here, we talk about all the things impacting parents today, everything from mental health to technology to faith, teenagers, toddlers, self-care routines, and so much more. We know parenting is tough work, but family life is worth every ounce of effort. We hope you listen in, share with your favorites, and are reminded that you're not alone. We look forward to cheering you on in your own 5 to 8 shift. It's the most important shift of the day. Hey everyone, it's your host Susanna. Welcome to another episode of the 5 to 8 Shift. I have a fun conversation lined up today that I really like. Y'all can probably guess this, and maybe you've figured this out by now based on many of the interviews that I have had over the years, but I love a good routine. I love having a plan. I love sticking to that plan. I like learning new ways to make dinner time better or to, you know, all the things. I'm always looking for tips and hacks and ways to just kind of do things a little better, whatever that looks like, whether that's faster, whether that's less stressful, whether that's more meaningful, all the things. And so today I have Ashley Brown on the podcast. She has some great insight. She runs an organization called Routine and Things. She has some great blog posts. She has a podcast about ways to build a routine, roadblocks for a routine, the difference between routine and habits, how a routine can help you and your family, building a good morning routine, like literally so much good content on her podcast. And so she came on today. She shared some of it with us, and I really enjoyed it. She talked a little bit about above all, which I thought was hilarious, but she said above all, you have to have a positive perspective of routines. And we talked about if you have a good routine that works for you and your family, you have a good balance between structure and spontaneity. There's so many people who feel like routines or plans or planners, it boxes you in. And Ashley is here to tell us that is not the case. And so I just really liked her insight. Y'all are gonna love her. She's on Instagram at Routine and Things. That's her website. She has some cool stuff coming up. She wouldn't tell us, but she said follow along and she's gonna announce it soon. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Thanks for sharing with your friends online and in real life. Thanks for being here, everybody. Y'all have a great day. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the 5 to 8 Shift. I am thrilled to have a new friend on today, Ashley Brown. We're going to be talking about literally routine and things. And I'm super thrilled. If you're like me, you're always looking for better ways to kind of run your household and do all the things. And so, Ashley, I am going to start this is my third season of the podcast, and I do like a rapid fire introduction. So you ready to go?
I am.
Okay. All right. The first one is, where did you grow up? Which you just told me off air, but now you have to say it again.
Yeah. So I grew up in Bennettsville, South Carolina, a really small town.
Okay. And where do you live now?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. Yes. My another Northeast girl. I feel like everybody I interview is like from Texas or California. So it's, you know, it's good to have some Northeast girls on here. What is one of your favorite foods or restaurants?
Oh my gosh. I'm a huge foodie. One of my favorite foods I would have to say is pizza, okay. But I don't know. That's hard. I'm a big foodie.
Okay. Fair enough. I feel like I used to like pizza more. Now that I have kids, I feel like we just get bad pizza like all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like I used to have like good pizza, like fancy pizza. And now it's just like, ugh, this again. And I don't like it like I used to.
You have to tell me
the good pizza spots in Baltimore. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. If you could only have one for a year, would you pick movies or music?
Movies.
Okay. You like the movies, huh? All right.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. And then the last question I have, which hopefully kicks us off here a little bit, is you are talking to us today about routines and all the things routines. So when did you first consider kind of doing more intentional work around this area? Like, did you have like an aha, like, super bad week and you were like, I got to do a routine? Or is this something that you're kind of marinating over time and then decided to, you know, give it a go and teach other women how to do it?
Yeah. So no, like this was very much a certain season of life where I had, I don't know if it was an aha moment. It was more like a O-S-H-I-T moment, like, ooh, life falling apart moment. Like that's what it was for me. Back in 20, it was around 2018. And I became a stay-at-home mom back in 2018. I work now outside of the house and in my business. But then I was a stay-at-home mom for about 3 years. That transition was the shift that I was not expecting that really sent me down this really interesting, challenging path. And what got me back on track were routines. That's how I use routines to bring more, I don't want to say balance, but just bring more peace of mind, bring more support to my life in that time. And that's when I got very intentional with them. Yeah. So that was the time.
Okay. All right. So in your, in your professional work, in your opinion, why is it so important for women to have routines that work for them?
Oh my gosh. there's so many reasons why I would say routines are really important. One, really, like, I mean, of course we all hear about routines. I feel like we've heard about routines that they can be really great for the structure, for the predictability, which is so, so true. And the reason why I like to pinpoint this is because sometimes we can feel as if, oh no, having structure is going to cause me to not have as much spontaneity as I want, or it's going to box me in, or it doesn't really feel like me. I'm not really that type of person to have structure. And so I like to highlight the predictability of routines because life is always throwing out a lot of unpredictable things. And that's really, I feel like, what gets a lot of us stressed and like this overwhelm that can come is because we're not able to sometimes catch up with all the unpredictability that life can throw out, especially when you have a family. And so I love to say that those supportive structures, like routines, really bring you that predictability because it's needed. That's like, I always share that it is important to have structure and spontaneity. Both are important for life. And you have to know the seasons that one might be better than the other, or even moments where one is more needed than the other. And so routines are the bomb.com. I always tell people, like, don't, because at the end of the day, what ends up happening sometimes, and this is in no shade to the planning world, because I sell a planner. So, and
okay,
I
want
to make that very clear. Like, because when I state this, I also sell a planner. So I love planners. However, some of us have become stuck. And like, the only way for me to stay organized is I need a planner. I need something to plan. However, planning doesn't always move us into action. And we can sometimes stay stuck there. And what routines are is, routines aren't just a plan. Routines, you got to act in order to have a plan. So that's why I think routines are a really crucial way to also stay organized that's needed for all of us.
You know, have you heard of James Clear's book, the Atomic Habit book?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he, I'm like in the middle of it. I'm forever in the middle of it. But he's like, there's motion and there's action, and both are flurries, and both you're doing a lot of things, but one, you're not really going anywhere. And then the other one, you are achieving your goal or working on your things, whatever it is. And I think about that all the time.
Yes. Yeah. It's so true, because I think although planning is really helpful to like get things, clear your head, which, you know, as women, I feel like everybody, but I don't know, something about us as women and how we're made, we hold on to more in our minds. And so it helps with you getting things off of your mind. But sometimes some of us can get stuck and we think that if we plan that it's just going to come to life. And it's like, no, like, I wish it was that easy. We would
seriously,
right? We would be farther along if that was the case. But It's not like, and you, we need ways that we are taking action. That's why routines and habits are so great, because you're actually taking action on the goals that you have that are really helping you to feel better in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you had an Instagram post, but I think you had a podcast about it too. The difference between habits and routines. Will you share some of that with us, with my listeners?
Yeah. I thought this was a really important conversation to have, because sometimes, you know, I don't know about you, but I feel like in the past, I would be like, oh, I want to like create a habit. I want to start a habit. I really want to form this habit. And especially when I started to build my family, I started to realize like, yeah, I can still establish a habit or form a habit. That's great. But one thing that is different from a routine and a habit is that a habit is like subconscious. It's automatic. Yeah. Like you're going to automatically do it. And it takes time to get something to legitimately be automatic without you thinking about it. Yes. And I feel like it can put a lot of pressure on us if we're really trying to create or form a true habit. Like you feel like, oh my gosh, this isn't becoming automatic. So that's why I really like routines, because routines aren't automatic. Mm-mm. But what they're doing is there is a repeated pattern, which if you can get into a repeated pattern, even if it takes some thought, that's going to be very beneficial for you, especially when you do have a family, and especially with things that need to shift in certain seasons of life. Routines can shift, they can change, they can mold to whatever you need for them to be. And so that's the true difference of routines and habits, is one is very, you got to think about it, but then the other is just, you don't have to think so much. So it really just depends on what season of life you're in, what your goal is as well in your life, because sometimes the goal that you have, maybe a habit is better for that. Maybe a routine is better for that. You have to decide. But I think if you're looking for more flexibility, I think that routines really give you that flexibility that you might need.
Yes. And you mentioned unpredictability earlier, which I think is so important, because if you have a kid and like a dog, or like two kids, or, you know, just one kid, it is the unpredictability is high, especially, you know, when they're little. And so I find that it can be challenging when you know, back to the planner, you've made your planner, you know exactly when you're going to do all the things, and then something unpredictable happens and it doesn't happen. And I feel like it's so easy to get derailed. You know, it's just like, I mean, a kid wakes up sick. I feel like I don't know a mom who didn't have a sick kid half of the fall, right? It's like, why?
Oh my God. It was a crazy fall.
Seriously.
Start of winter. I was like, why are y'all constantly home? Go back. Like, it was crazy. Yes. So that unpredictability, you just never know when it's going to come. And that's why routines are so awesome. Cause when they're home and I'm home with them, it's like, okay, we have our little routine when y'all are home. We have our routine when y'all go to school. It's all good.
Go to school. No, just kidding. So tell us about, you have like a routine block planning system, and I want to hear all about it. And I know you talk about this on your Instagram a lot, and it's different than some of the other things I've seen. So will you share that with us?
Yes, routine block planning. Oh my gosh. This was a method of planning that I started using when I was a stay-at-home mom back in 2018, 2019. And it's so interesting. Anyway, I will go off on a tangent, like in a heartbeat, but let me just stay focused.
Go for it. Hey, I want the backstory.
It's just so funny, because when I started my business, I was like, ooh, well, what, like, I really want to help women with like understanding routines, but also helping them like plan their day. And I didn't come out with it at first. And I remember one time I was like, wait, why didn't I come out with this? Anyway, so I created it.
Okay, it's a routine
block, right? It's the routine block planning method. It's a really simple planning method that helps you to organize your weeks based upon routine blocks. Okay. And so the four routine blocks that you will be planning within are self-care, children/family, cleaning and cooking. And these are four daily routines that either one, you need, most of them you need, especially self-care, because I feel like sometimes we can try to skip self-care. And it's like, no, that's actually the one that you don't need to skip. Yes. And so these are four routine categories that one is important for you to stay focused on, because they're like the basic things in life. It's like how you keep yourself and your home in order, which most of us want to do, because when our home is out of sync, when we don't feel good in our home, it's like that translates to work, that translates to our relationships.
If everything, you have literally everything. Yes.
Literally. And so what I have found is that I feel like some of us in certain seasons, because it can be challenging, certain seasons of life, we'll get away from these routines or get away from these categories. And then we start, that just adds more pressure and more stress and more overwhelm. And so I really wanted women to stay. I'm like, I need for us to focus here. Like, I understand that life is going to be throwing curveballs, unexpected things. You're going to be putting out fires. But at the end of the day, every week, you need to be coming back and thinking about, what am I doing for myself? What's going on with the family? What needs to be at least tidy in my home? You don't need to have an immaculately clean home, because I know I don't. But what needs to be tidy? Let me try to plan out what we are eating, or at least make sure I order some groceries or go to the grocery store so we have food in the house.
Yes.
These are the things that need to stay somewhat in alignment and tended to in order for me to feel like, okay, I'm managing life pretty well. And so that's why it's such a simple planning method, but it's so helpful, especially if you find that you're constantly behind.
Yes.
Feel as if like, I can't keep up with everything that's going on. And for those of us who just sometimes want to do the most, honestly, like it's like some of us, and I'm with you, like if you're a go-getter, if you're an overachiever, if you're a recovering perfectionist or perfection, like we be wanting to do the most. And it's like, and that will derail us sometimes. And so I really want us to focus and make sure that even when we are trying to do it all and save the world and all of this, that why don't we make sure that we keep our home and our life manageable? And so that's what this method is really supposed to help women do.
And you know, that's really interesting, because so I have 3 kids, 7, 4, 2. So dinner time is like straight chaos mode. And I used to be able to like wing dinner a little bit more. You know, I feel like with 1 kid or 2 kids, I could be like, you know, we have some broccoli, we have some chicken, and just, but I feel like now with 3 kids, I can't do that anymore. And so what happens is I'm so stressed out by the time dinner is actually on the table that I'm not as good at being present. And then I'm doing all these other things. And really, it cuts into my self-care time, because I'm not planning well enough for the meals. And it's just like, it's like pouring into some of the other ways that I could either do like self-care, take care of myself, some of the other things I would like to turn my attention to, because I'm not like planning ahead enough. And it is not fun.
Yeah, for sure. Because I definitely understand where you're coming from with that, because it's a huge time suck when we don't plan ahead. Like when you're not at least, you know, dinner, like meals is one of those things. And I'm like, please have a meal planning routine, especially if you find that that is cutting and sucking up your time that you could be spending with your kids and being engaged with them or with yourself. That's one routine that can be really, really helpful. And that's another thing about routines that I love, is they do help you with time management, helps to add back more time and margin in your life and in your days. And so definitely make sure that, you know, you have that meal plan and whatever routine you need.
So tell me how you, like week to week, what does this look like for you? Like, where do you start? Do you start with self-care? Do you have the same things each week? Like if I was like, okay, I want to implement this, where do I start?
Yeah. So if you want to implement and start routines, the first place that I always say start is one, I'm going to give you 2 places to start. And it's going to be think about this first and then think about this second. So the first thing for you to think about and to make sure is that you know what a routine is and that you have a positive perspective about routines. Some people that come And they learn about me, and this is no fault to them. They are what I call routine rebels. They're not really that into routines, which to each his own. Like, I'm not here to be like, you need to be. No, do your thing. I know how helpful they can be for you. But if you're a routine rebel, that's going to stop you before you even begin. Like, the fact that you think about routines in a very, not in the best light. And so if you know, or you have that gut feeling that's like, oh yeah, you're talking about me, Ashley, I am kind of a routine rebel. Then let's, you know, start going on my page, listen to my podcast to try to understand how routines actually benefit you, to know that routines are not just for certain people that have planners and that like to keep their life, you know, just so boxed in. No, like, it's routines are for everybody with any type of personality. So that's the first thing, is just making sure you have a positive perspective about routines and just knowing that routines are a series of actions you do regularly. That's really all it is. Now, once we've established that you have a good positive perspective about routines, the second place that you're going to start is by assessing the routines you currently have. Many of us think we do not have routines, and that's false. That is not true. All of us have routines that we do. We just are not aware that, one, we have them, or two, that they are routines. We may not think that they are routines. Like, yeah, no, you have a morning routine. It might look a hot mess, but you have one.
It might not be very good, but it's there.
But it's there. And so you want to assess your life and your days and really start to pay attention to, what are we doing in the morning? What am I doing in the morning? How do we get out the door? What do our meal times look like when we eat, when we're eating dinner? Seriously. What, you know, like, right? What do we do when we're about to go to bed? Like, how does that actually flow? How is that looking? So that's the place where I say to start, because when you can pay attention to your current routines, what you'll start to realize too is that you don't need to overhaul everything. Sometimes you want to just wipe away everything and start fresh. And it's like, some things you're doing just actually might be working for you. You know, really think about that before you try to wipe the slate clean and totally overhaul, because you might just need to make tweaks.
Yeah. And again, you have me thinking about, like, you know, the first year of a baby's life, right? It's like you might have a routine that's working, and then the baby's up earlier, or the baby's up later, or you're up in the middle of the night. And right, there's probably not a whole overhaul that's needed, just some tweaks during that season. So let me ask you this. If there's somebody listening and they're like, okay, I love this idea, I love these four categories, it makes a lot of sense, what advice would you give to a mom out there who has trouble making it stick? Like, what are some tips you have for making a new routine, like, really stick?
The suggestions I would give, because this is the biggest challenge. Yeah. Like, many of us are really great at, like, getting something going, but then by the time you know it, we're like, wait, where did that go? I was just doing that routine. Yeah. And so some suggestions I can give for this is, first, you really want to think about, you want to look at your routine first. I feel like most people, the way that you're structuring your routine, it's not the best. And that's what's really tripping you up when it comes to you being consistent with it. We have to understand that this is something new. Like, and so anytime we're bringing something new that we haven't been doing, our brain needs time to adjust. And so don't create a routine that is long. Don't create a routine that is complicated, because that's going to be harder for you to stick to. Your routine needs to stay simple. So if you're struggling with consistency, think about and assess your routine and see, wait, is this simple? And when I say simple, I always share that I used to share 5 or less steps. I now say 3 or less.
When you're okay, gonna start. Three.
3 or less steps to your routine. Like, that is the first thing that you want to think about if you're struggling with consistency. So that's the first thing. Simplicity is major. Another thing when it comes to routines, maintaining them, is understanding when you're hitting roadblocks in your routines.
Okay.
And knowing how to get around those roadblocks. And one of the biggest, most challenging roadblocks that many of us face is our own selves and our minds. Like, we will stop ourselves more than any other roadblock. It's what we have, what we're thinking about, how we're thinking about something. Our mindset will really cause us to not be able to keep a routine going. And so I'm going to share one mindset that is a huge hindrance, and that is the perfectionist brain. That will stop you every time. If you know you struggle with perfectionism, start to little by little try to move away from that. And one way that I share about moving away from that is just do your routine the wrong way. Like, just do it on purpose wrong.
Yeah.
Because you have to start to move outside of this. Oh, it has to be perfect. The image that I have in my head, how it needs to play out, needs to look like this. No, because that's going to really hinder you, because when it can't play out that way, you're just going to give up. You're going to be like, oh, I'm done with this. And so that is one mindset that you have to try to start to break away from little by little. It does not need to be perfect. It does not need to look perfect. It won't look perfect sometimes. And it doesn't need to look perfect. It's really about, does it support you? Is it supportive for your life? That's all we're worried about. Did you get the outcome that you wanted by doing this routine? We need to really focus on the outcome versus, how does it quote unquote look?
Yeah.
Did it play out the way that I wanted it to? It doesn't matter if it played out the way that you wanted it to, as long as you got to the outcome that you needed. And so that is what I'll share about sticking to your routine, because I know the perfectionist brain is a huge one for us women, many of us.
Yeah.
And then also we'll overcomplicate our routines many times.
I feel like that's me. I am the overcomplicator, right? So like, I want to start a new routine. So it's, you know, I have to pick a day and there's got to be like a sticker for the planner. And then like, it starts exactly like at 6:01 a.m. And then it's like, then it's like by 7, I'm like, why did I get up so early? Did I really need to do that? You know, I'm like, it's like 0 to 60. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Exactly. Oh no, I feel you. Cause I have been, I even sometimes still have to catch myself. What did I try to do late recently? Oh, I was doing intermittent fasting and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this for like 30 days. After the first week, I was like, why do you need to do this for 30 days? This doesn't feel good. Stop. And so I had to like really stop. I was like, just stop, because we want to go from 0 to 100. And it's like, it doesn't work that way. Yeah. Sometimes it's just no.
It's assessing when changes need to be made.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was going to say something to you about sticking to it. I feel like You commented on the perfectionist, and I think that's really interesting. So I think that's who's drawn to routines, truly, right? I feel like people who are perfectionists and organized and like things a certain way and probably are used to being recognized for their ability to make things seem really smooth and awesome all the time and, you know, staying up till 2 a.m., finessing a logo that doesn't need to be finessed. Like, that's who's drawn to some of these systems. And I think it can also be like to our own detriment because we're so overcomplicating it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, for sure. And I was just listening to I don't know why, I was on YouTube and I think it was Mel Robbins. I love her, by the way. Robbins.
Same.
She was talking about how procrastination is really due to stress. And I think that's really what comes up with perfectionists, right? I think that's what comes up with perfectionists. When you have the perfectionist brain that's in play, is you're basically stressing yourself out. And so you just kind of like back yourself into a corner and then you end up not doing what you want it to do because the stress of it all is hindering your progress. And so that's why it's really important to understand that it doesn't need to be perfect, because when you start to put that pressure, that stress on yourself, it's just going to lead you in the direction you don't want to go in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you find, and I know you've worked with a lot of people who've implemented some of these things, do these routines, like how might they look different for somebody who, like, let's say somebody's working outside the home 40 hours a week, versus somebody who's maybe like part-time or, you know, is home with the kids a lot more? How would the system vary for those two types of moms out there?
And when you say system, do you mean routines just in general?
The routines, but also like your blocking system. Like theoretically, there could be, I don't know, like I'm thinking like when I'm at the beginning of a semester, like there's so much, like I know that I can't do all these things that I could do in other parts of the year, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So specifically with the planning method, what I love about it is it's a three-step process to our planning to the routine and things planning process in general. So you brain dump, which is so vital. Please brain dump before you plan. Even if you don't have my planner, brain dump before you plan. You need to clear your head.
Okay. If somebody doesn't know that term, because this was like life changing for me. If somebody doesn't know what that means, how would they brain dump?
Yeah. So when you brain dump whatever you are thinking about in your mind that maybe you need to do, even if it's what you want to do, dump it, write it on a piece of paper. It's like a list form, like write it in like a list. Just go down and be like, oh, I need to do the laundry. I need to fold the clothes. I need to take the child here. I need to do this doctor's appointment. Yep. Just start to dump to clear your head, right? We cannot.
So good.
It's really hard to be intentional when you have a lot floating in your head because you think
it's true.
Everything's important. Yes. And everything's up top. It's like everything's urgent. Everything's important. And the thing about it is nothing is really that urgent. And most things are not that important, to be perfectly honest. So especially in like you'll start to really realize what needs to float up to the top when you brain dump.
Yeah, you're right.
Brain dumping is so vital. That's the first step of the process. And then the second step of our process is to schedule your important events. And these are the events that have time stamps on them. The events that may have deadlines. So it's like the celebrations you may need to go to, work, meetings that you might have, doctor's appointments that you might have, anything that has a time attached to it, pick up from school. Those types of things is what you would do second. And the reason why that's the second part is because it then helps you to better understand how to routine block and fit that in. And so once you figure out, oh, I work 8 to 4 today, the routine block is like, okay, so what do you have time left that you could do in these routine blocks? Because it forces you to really be like, okay, well, I know I need to cook. That's going to be some time. Okay, so then I don't really have anything else for the kids. They were in school. I don't, maybe homework to help them if they're young. A little bit of time here. Then it's like, okay, what are you going to do for yourself? Because that's important. And if you're like, okay, I'm going to do 10 minutes of reading, 20 minutes of reading, that's what I'm going to do for myself. Then it's like, that's really enough. Cleaning ain't today because you just work from 8 to 4. Cleaning, right. Unless you're talking about just cleaning kitchen or you're just those routines that you know, like the cleaning the kitchen, maybe tidying up a little bit. Outside of that, it's not much room left. And that's what it's really the process is helping you to understand is that we only have a certain amount of time and energy, which is a big thing, and energy. We can't fit everything in our day. If you are finding that you are crowding your day, stop it with things to do because it's not possible. And it's no need for you to put stress on yourself to get all these boxes checked off when you only have a certain limited amount of time in your day and energy.
Yeah. So this is my problem because at 7 a.m., I have all the energy in the world and I am going to do 27 things and every last one of them is going to get done. And then come like 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I'm like, you know what? I only need to do 7. 7's good for today. And I'm like, Susanna, why do you do this to yourself every day? I'm just so hopeful in the mornings, but it doesn't really pan out.
Yeah. I love the hopeful attitude. I love that. That is a great personality trait. I'm a very hopeful person too. So if you find that you're struggling with this too and you're listening, I'm really big and huge on knowing my limits. Like I've lived life for a good amount of time to be like, Ash, you know. Yeah. Around like 2, you start to get tired. Like even when I'm at work and I'm teaching, I'm a nurse educator. Even when I'm at work, I teach part time. Even when I'm at work, I'm teaching. Still around 2, I start to get tired. Like even if I'm home and I'm doing business work, I still start to get tired. Like I know around 2, my energy just little by little is starting to fade away.
Same.
So I know for me, I'm like, okay, so every day I have usually, especially when I'm working in my business, on the days that I work in my business, I have 3 things that I'm doing each day. That's it. It's just 2. Like I know like, okay, you need to make sure that you are managing your energy well throughout your day.
It's
because
so
you have, right? We have more than just the work. It's like, what is after work? Like, because we can either run up all of our energy at work.
Yep.
being able to manage your energy at work is a whole nother ball game, because depending on what you do,
yes,
you can't control people. You can control yourself, but depends on what you do. But you have to really understand that that's important, to be able to manage your energy, because we have other things outside of work that we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like many of us sometimes can't be present when we get home.
True.
That of course, like, we're eating out, which I don't feel like is a big deal, to be perfectly honest. If you want to eat out, unless it's like running up your pockets and you feel like you don't have no money right. left, then that's one thing.
Right.
But if it's going to really help you in just in terms of your mental health, because that's the season of life you're in, then be my Absolutely. Guest. But it's just, it's so important that we think about our energy, because
it's
we
so
do.
True.
At the top of the day, we're like gung ho. Let's go. The day is starting. I can do it all
every day.
by like 3 o'clock, we're like,
oh my gosh,
all the energy is gone. And so, even when I do have this is something else I share, and I'll be quiet. But even when I do have a lot of energy in the morning, this is what I do.
Okay.
I always like bring myself back to, don't use it all up. That's the one thing I always am like, even because sometimes I get those, we get those surges as women where it's like that energy just be going and we're on fire and we're ready to go.
Yep.
But instead of me running up my tank of energy, I'm like, pace yourself, Ashley. You got to pace yourself.
It's so true.
And it's hard to do in the beginning because we're so used to, I feel like some of us so used to go, go, go.
Yep.
That it's hard in the beginning to slow down and pace yourself, but it takes practice. So just know if you want to start to move towards pacing yourself more, it's just practice. And little by little, you'll get better.
Yeah. And keep the hopeful attitude, but maybe not 27 items on your routine plan for the day.
No, not 27.
Ashley, this has been really fun. I really like what you bring to the table. I think that this is going to help a lot of people. I loved at the beginning that you said it's structure and spontaneity, because I do think some people run away from routines or anything like that kind of content because they're like, it's just going to box me in too much. And that's not how I want to live my life. I don't want to be tied to the routine. And you don't strike me as a person who's like, you know, a rigid, you must do. And like, I just feel like there's so much to take away from this. And I'm so glad you're doing more work in helping other women do this.
Thank you so much. No, I appreciate that. Yes, routines can be how you want them to be. And just so y'all know, I used to be very rigid, and my husband helped me with that. Being a nurse helped me with that, and my kids. So that's why I'm very much more go with the flow now. And I'm grateful to them for it.
Oh my gosh. It's a group effort. It's a group effort.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to connect with you, learn more about you, like give us your podcast name, what you have coming up in the next couple weeks or months, all the contact info.
Yes. So you can check out our website at routineandthings.com. I primarily hang out on Instagram at routineandthings. And I have something really special coming up soon that I can't share about right now, but please come follow along at Routine and Things on Instagram, because it's going to be a ball. I'm super excited about it. Ooh. But also the planner drops again in April. So April 1st, the planner will be back and available.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for being with me today, Ashley. I know you're busy and got a lot of moving parts and all the things and doing the mom life. And so I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening in today. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening to this podcast. Be sure to share with us on Instagram what you liked most about the episode by tagging me at Susanna.McMonagle. And lastly, if you want more information about the 5 to 8 shift, you can check out our website, the5to8shift.com. We'll see you guys next time.